The prompt I've chosen is what counts as good evidence for a claim. And the three objects I have chosen to do and to demonstrate is first a mathematical model called the Markov chain, a Spanish textbook, and a headline on a website about the lab leak hypothesis for COVID-19. These three objects relate to the prompt because they all talk about what counts as good evidence for a claim, such as using different types of evidence, such as factual evidence or using hypothesis as an evidence. And all these three objects talk about how we can use different types of evidence to support a claim that we have. And the first object I want to talk about is my Spanish textbook. And I chose this object because I thought that it was personal to me, since for the past year I've been studying Spanish, and this book I've been using multiple times a week, and it has helped me get through the whole year of Spanish, such as exams or different tests. And then, so this is why this object is personal to me. And in my case, in my life, I've learned quite a few languages. I currently speak fluent Russian, English, and studied Chinese for around 6 years before switching over to Spanish language. And this has been a very interesting journey to learn all these languages for me. And so I take this very personally. And this book, this Spanish textbook, which has helped me the most to get through learning Spanish language, has made me prove to both my parents and my teachers that I have been learning Spanish since I got, I would say, good grades in Spanish exams. And so this also relates back to the claim. Basically, this can show evidence for a claim. For example, if I say I have learned Spanish and I can understand what people say when relating to Spanish culture, I can use the evidence of me being able to use what this book has offered me and what I've learned. And I can use this evidence to both show this during tests or talk to others in Spanish. So this type of evidence is me actually knowing something. And the real world concept of this artifact is both a culture and evidence. And this object helps me think about both culture and evidence, because for me, I think my culture is, for example, family, we know quite a few languages between all of us, and I think it's my responsibility to also learn languages which help me go around the world and speak them. So this object has helped me learn another language, and this is why this object is important to me. The second object or artifact that I'm going to talk about is going to be the math equation, the Markov chain. And basically, this is also very important to me, because I've liked math my whole life, and in my future I want to pursue mechanical engineering, which involves a lot of math, and Markov chain being more on the probability side, probabilities of math, I think that this is a very important for me, topic for me. It is also a very interesting topic, and understanding this artifact. And since this math topic revolves around a lot of real life context, like for example, it is used a lot in real life by many people, it can be used to predict weather or other things like maybe stock markets. This is a very important topic and artifact for me to explore because it can both help me in the future, but also can make up for a very interesting topic just to look at.